This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Tonight's guest is the guitarist and lead vocalist of Hate Eternal, Eric Rutan. Their latest album, Phoenix Among the Ashes, is in stores now, plus they're currently on tour with a gig within driving distance of you. Eric, I know you're calling us from the road tonight. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule for us.
Sure, my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
No sweat. Now, Eric, you're in Texas tonight, but on Thursday, March 1st, you've got a gig within driving distance of us at Station 4 in St. Paul, Minnesota. What can we expect from Hate Eternal that night?
You know what? We've been to St. Paul many times. Always a great show. Great crowd, great fans up there. And we've got a real hell of a set going on. It's a mix of all the records, and we've been working really hard on it to, you know, have a good balance of songs. And we're super, super excited to come back. We're always a good show at Station 4, and we definitely look forward to coming back to Minnesota.
Well, by March 1st, most of the upper Midwest should be thawed out pretty good, so you won't have to worry about frostbite this time around.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it's not going to be 40 below, but I'm prepared for it if necessary.
Now, Eric, you'll be joined that night by Fallujah, Cerebral Bore, and Goat Whore. How often do you hang out in the crowd and watch your tour mates play?
Well, Goat Whore, you know, are great friends of mine. I produced the last three albums of theirs, so, you know, they're kind of, Goat Whore's like family to me, so obviously I'm going to do my best to get off stage, pack my gear, and watch Goat Whore for sure. And Cerebral Bore and Fallujah, I have never seen before. So I do enjoy to see the bands that we're on tour with, you know, as much as possible when I'm not, you know, I need to warm up and do other things, you know, interviews and stuff. But whenever I got a spare moment, I like to check out the bands always.
Now, seeing as you produced Goat Whore's last three albums, do you ever sit back when you're watching their show and go, you know, you should really tweak the bass a little bit here, maybe crank up the vocals a little bit? Do you nitpick over their set?
You know what, man, Goat Whore is such a monster live that you can't even find any flaws with them ever. You know, they just sound like a monster every time live. If anything, I'm trying to capture the monster in the studio because I've seen them live, and every time they just sound so bombastic. So it's they're an amazing band live and an amazing band to record.
Now, we're going to go back a ways for this next question. Eric, the first time I saw you play live, it was 1996. You were a member of Morbid Angel on the Domination Tour stop in Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, you've been in the game for a while. What's your favorite memory from the road that you can share without drawing the attention of law enforcement?
Oh, well, that's smart thinking there.
But we try to keep our favorite artists out of jail, if at all possible.
I appreciate that. I would have to say, you know, one of my favorite moments for sure would be when Morbid Angel tour with Pantera and Slayer. Arena tours were incredible. And I got to play Walk with Pantera. I played Dimebag's guitar and one of his stacks, and that was their encore song. So obviously that's like a memory that I'll never forget for sure.
Eric, you have an engineering credit on Morbid Angel's latest release, Elude Divinium Insanus. Now, are you the guy that the haters should be yelling out for the industrial experiment?
No, I just recorded five songs of drums and just acoustic drums. I didn't hear the industrial elements of any of the songs when I recorded the drums. You know, it's just scratch guitar with Trey and six songs of drums, actually. So the way that the record turned out, I haven't even heard the whole album yet, so I'm not really sure on exactly how it came out, but obviously I've heard a lot of people talking about it.
It's been a little controversial. With that being said, any haters who are listening, do not direct your hate mail towards Eric. He had nothing to do with the finished product, which you should really give him more of a fair chance to.
Yeah, fair enough.
There you go. You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a three-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night between 9 and midnight Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7 FM and 102.9 FM in Central Wisconsin and worldwide online at rock947.com. Our interview with Hate Eternal guitarist and lead vocalist Eric Rutan continues. Now, Eric, in addition to your work with Hate Eternal and Morbid Angel, now you have a number of producer credits to your name. What is the first thing a band should know about working with you as a producer?
Be prepared. That's the first thing. Is, you know, there's producers out there that do different ways. The way I like to produce is, pretty much a traditional approach as far as I still believe in trying to capture the moment, per se, of the musicality of the individual and the collective of the band. And that's something that I feel is getting lost in production these days, you know, with technology. Technology has made it easy, you know, where it's just like, oh, that's good enough. We can edit it. We can fix it. But see, I don't believe in that. I believe in the musician. So for me, I'm always trying to capture, I always look at a record as trying to capture the band on their best day, and keep it real. And the thing is, with the bands that record with me, they know that, you know, if you come to my studio, you need to be prepared, you know, and be on your A game, because I'm definitely going to try to bring it out of you. Because I still believe in the musician. I think there's something about capturing a moment in time of a person's performance that you cannot get with editing and fixing everything to perfection. To me, perfection is in imperfection, you know, and, there's a saying that I go by at the studio, it's called, you know, and I say it all the time, performance over perfection, and I truly believe in that.
What would you say is your favorite thing about being a producer?
The creation of something that, you know, means so much to not only the people in the band, but the fans. And obviously that puts a lot of pressure on me, but, you know, my whole career has been filled with pressure, so I'm kind of the guy that I thrive on the pressure. You know, I work well under pressure, and that's actually when I excel the best. And I think to see someone, you know, when a band's doing a record, and obviously as a musician I know this, you know, to see their baby come to fruition, I think is something very special. And I know as a musician, obviously when my record is done, I'm always very, like, one, relieved, and two, just the satisfaction of it. And with every band I record, you know, I take that so serious, because I know how important the band is and how that important that record is to the band. And just knowing, like, you know, when I look on my career and, you know, the, I don't know how many records I've produced or been involved in, it's like 70 or 80 at this point, and, you know, they're so important and such an important part of my life and theirs. And I think that's something that I never take lightly ever.
Now, you had mentioned earlier that a band, before they start working with you, they need to be prepared. Is that one of your biggest pet peeves when it comes to being a producer? Bands that come in and aren't quite ready to go with you?
Well, I got to tell you, I've been very fortunate in the bands that I have been recording. You know, they're just, you know, almost all the bands I record all the time are very on top of their game. I think partially is because people know, I think the word is out about what kind of producer I am and how I work in the studio. And certainly, like, these studio videos and stuff like that have showcased kind of how I work in there. You know, it's kind of a no holds barred, type of approach in there. And, I've been called a drill sergeant. That's the nickname they give me sometimes. But, you know, the thing is, yeah, being prepared obviously makes the record go much smoother. So there's certainly things that you can do that, you know, make the record go smoother and get done properly.
You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a three-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night between 9 and midnight Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7 FM and 102.9 FM in Central Wisconsin and worldwide online at rock947.com. Our interview with Hate Eternal guitarist and lead vocalist Eric Rutan continues. Eric, you're the producer on every single Hate Eternal album. As the years go by, the technology improves, you learn new techniques. Do you find yourself revisiting past Hate Eternal albums and going, oh man, what if I tweak that thing right there?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, if I could remix, I'd remix all the records except for Phoenix Amongst the Ashes, actually. Like, that's the one record that I found the right formula on how to do things, and partially it was because in the past, because you know, we're rehearsing for a couple of months and then we're doing pre-production and then going straight into tracking drums, and then of course I got to do all the guitar tracks, the rhythms, the solos, then the bass, then the vocals, and then the mix. So usually in the past, by the time I get to the mix, I'm pretty fried. So this time around, I tracked all the guitars, bass, and drums, then I took a month away from it and produced the Agnostic Front album, and then I engineered and mixed the Agnostic Front with Freddie from Madball, produced it, and you know, and then came back to the Hate Eternal. And just having that time away from it really opened up my mind and gave me like a reprieve from the consistency of working on it, and it really enabled me to make the best record that I ever have with Hate Eternal, and I certainly will apply that to future albums as well. And it took me 5 albums to learn that, but you know, I'm stubborn, what can I say?
Well, we've certainly enjoyed your work, whether it's been Phoenix Amongst the Ashes and past releases. Now, your recording studio is Mana Recording Studios. What's the story behind the name?
You know, actually, I was reading a lot about Easter Island and Rapa Nui, and mana was something that kind of came up as spiritual power. And I, you know, to me, I've always looked as music as my spiritual outlet, you know, in a sense, as far as just music for me has been everything of who I am as a person for 20 plus years. And I just thought it was a very interesting name for a studio, you know, instead of like the something typical. You know, I wanted to have something that really represented what we do in there. And I truly feel that musical is spiritual. For many people, you know, it certainly is for me.
See, now we had a bet going around the station that you might have rolled a 20-sided die a time or two, and maybe that's where it came from. But okay, well.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So our man Lunchbox lost the bet. So, all right, cool. So, Eric, you're a professional musician. You're a professional music producer. You are literally living the dream here. What's the last, quote-unquote, real job you had?
Oh, man, let me think. Been a while between the studio and touring, you know, I haven't had like a 8-to-5 in a while, so I gotta think about that. Actually, I think the last job I had was I was selling HBO and Showtime. I was good with phone sales, actually. I'd be a good salesman, you know, but I think that was the last job, and that was in the 90s. That was quite some time ago, so but you know, I was good on the phone, I guess, you know, selling HBO. Plus, you know, I like HBO, so it was not too bad of a job, actually. But I certainly won't, certainly not looking to go back to the 8-to-5 routine. I kind of like the, I'm good with where I'm at right now, for sure.
Well, you get to have musician hours, and there's no better hours than musician hours.
That's right. And metal don't start before noon for me, so.
Oh, sweet.
You know,
sweet.
If any early birds want to come to the studio, I think, you know, if they're looking to record it at 8 a.m. in the morning, that's just definitely not the place to come.
That's the second thing they should know about working with you as a producer.
That's right. Metal don't start before noon.
Beauty. That should be on a damn T-shirt. That really should.
It should. Or at dawn they sleep, Slayer. You know, they call it right. It's like, you know, I like to sleep during the day and work all night.
Nice. So, Eric, what's next for Hate Eternal after this tour?
Actually, after this tour, I'm working on a couple things in the studio, and then we're going to Asia for 3 weeks, Southeast Asia, South Korea, China, Indonesia, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia.
Is this your first tour over there? You've probably been there a time or two with Morbid Angel in the past?
No, I went to Japan twice with Morbid Angel, but in Australia 3 times with Hate Eternal and Morbid, but never been here before, so I'm really excited about it. Always wanted to go to these countries, so we're definitely very much looking forward to it.
Eric Rutan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy touring schedule to talk to us tonight. Make sure you check out Hate Eternal's latest album. It's called Phoenix Amongst the Ashes, worth every single penny. And it's absolutely worth your time to take a road trip to St. Paul. Go to Station 4 and catch Hate Eternal live with Goat Whore on Thursday, March 1st. And if you're in a band and looking for a guy to produce your album, Eric Rutan will take good care of you at Mana Recording Studios. Eric, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Gary, I appreciate the interview very much, and have a great day.
And thank you for listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. I'm Terry Stevens. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night between 9 p.m. and midnight on Rock 94.7 and 102.9 FM in central Wisconsin, and also worldwide online at rock947.com. Look for the official Scary Terry Saturday Nightmare Facebook page and give it a like. I'm also on Twitter. It is at TerryRock947. I'm also on Google Plus in case you're one of the 7 people who actually uses Google Plus. I'm just kidding, Google. I'm sure it's a fine product that people are going to use someday. Anyhow, thanks for listening.